Chazal zeichen nishem tapach chas l'shagam Rabbam Yehuda mitzachtes yuma dafid gimel. Misha said Rabbi Yehuda imer afi shacheres meskiyon loy. In fact, the Rabbanan are concerned for the possibility regarding the kodim god becoming tameh. And why they're not concerned about regarding the possibility of the wife dying? The Gemara says tuma is a common occurrence. Death at a particular point in time is not. The Mishnah said amru loyim kain in ladavar soif. How does Rabbi Yehuda respond to this question? The Gemara says he says that the concern that two people will die within a particular point of time is very unlikely, and we therefore don't have to be concerned that this may happen. The Rabbanan feel if I have to be concerned for the unlikely event that one person dies at a very particular point in time, we have to be concerned for two deaths at that time as well. Furthermore, the Rabbanan should ask themselves the same question. If we have to be concerned for the Kohen Gadol becoming Tamei, we should be concerned for the replacement becoming Tamei as well. And if there is there's therefore no end to the concern. Where I said they hold that the Kohen Gadol is very careful, will not become Tamei. If that's true, then why even prepare a backup Kohen Gadol? Furthermore, where I said we do so because when the Kohen Gadol sees that there's a backup ready to step in and take his place, he'll be even more careful, not wanting to give up his position to somebody else. Furthermore, preparing another woman to be his wife doesn't suffice because she is not yet his wife when Yom Kippur comes. Where I said he's mekadosh her with kedushin and thereby makes her his wife before Yom Kippur. But she can't be considered Beisoi, because the terminology in the Pasuk is Beisoi, and from there we learn he has to be married, but she's not Beisoi unless she enters into Nisuin. The Gemara says he marries her fully with Nisuin before Yom Kippur. In fact, that would mean he has two wives on Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says Beisoi, which suggests he may only have one wife. The Gemara says he divorces her so that he only has one wife. In fact, if he divorces her, then again he doesn't have a backup wife if the first wife were to die. So how does that help? The Gemara says he gives her a get before Yom Kippur that has to be effective only if she dies on Yom Kippur. That would mean if she doesn't die, it turns out that he had two eyes on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says he gives her a get to be effective on the condition that she does not die. In fact, if she doesn't die, it turns out that she's divorced before Yom Kippur. If the first wife then dies on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol again has no wife. The Gemara says he gives her a get to be effective on the condition that one of the two women die. In fact, but if neither woman dies, the divorce will not be effective and the Kohen Gadol will have had two wives on Yom Kippur. Also, when a condition of the get is tied to the condition that remains in place until her death, Rava said that it's not a valid get. The Gemara says he gives her a get to be effective only if the first wife does not die. In fact, if the first wife dies at some point during the Avodah, it turns out that the backup was never divorced and the Avodah up to that point was done while having two wives. The Gemara says he gives her a get to be affected if the first wife dies. If the first wife dies, it turns out that the divorce is effective and the Kohen Gadol has no wife. The Gemara says he gives both women a get. To the new wife, he says that the get should be effective if the first wife does not die. To the second wife, to the first wife, he says the get should be effective if you don't walk into a shul on Yom Kippur. And if she's alive, she walks into a shul, thus making her get ineffective. In fact, if she fails to walk into a shul, it turns out that both divorces will be effective and the Kohen Gadol will have had no wife on Yom Kippur. Mar says he gives both women a get. To the new wife, he says that the get should be effective if the first wife does not die. To the first wife, he says the get should be effective if I walk into a shul. If the first wife lives, the second wife is divorced. If she dies, the second wife remains a full-fledged wife. If the first wife is about to die, the Kohen Gadol walks into a shul, thus making her divorce, making the get effective, and assuring that even part of the avodah was not done with having two wives. For the Gemara, we're saying that because the pasuk says Beisai, the Kohen Gadol may only have one wife on Yom Kippur. Based on that, Rav Asi asks, if a man with two wives dies childless, there should be no mitzvah of Yibin, because the pasuk regarding Yibin says Bayis in the singular version, base, like Yom Kippur. So if there's two wives, there shouldn't be, the whole din of Yibin shouldn't apply. The Gemara said, the pasuk there says the word Yivimtai twice, which teaches that there's a Chiyav of Yibin even if there's more than one wife. Ravina asked, based on this, there should be no Chiyav of Yibin for a wife who was only an Arusa, she only had Kedushin. Where it says, the pasuk there says hachutza, which teaches to include an arusa in the chiyav of Yibam as well. A braisa says, the Kohen Gadol may do the avodah even when he is an oinon, the day that an immediate family member dies, but he may not eat from the karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda says, the entire day. What does that mean? What does Rabbi Yehuda mean, the entire day? So Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the Kohen Gadol is an oinon, we bring him from his house and force him to do the avodah all day so that he takes his mind off of his loft. Off of his loss. Abaye asks, we find that Rabbi Yehuda is more machmer by a regular kohen and holds that a kohen may not even complete an avodah that had begun before he became noinan. He may not complete the avodah if he then became noinan during the avodah. How can it be that Rabbi Yehuda is more makel and says that we force the kohen gadol to do the avodah while he's noinan? Rather, Rava said Rabbi Yehuda must have meant that we do not let the kohen gadol do the avodah the entire day because we're afraid that he may come to eat from the kabbanis, which he may not do. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says we must prepare a second wife so that if the first wife dies, the Kohen Gadol may continue doing the Avodah. Now, if the first wife dies, the Kohen Gadol is anointed. And Rabbi Yehuda doesn't seem to be concerned that allowing him to do the Avodah will lead him to eat the Karbanis. Rava said, on Yom Kippur, when no one is eating, there's no concern that the Kohen Gadol may come to eat the Karban during any other time. There's a valid concern. In fact, we explained earlier that the first wife is given a get which takes effect before he dies. If so, even if she were to die, the Kohen Gadol wouldn't become an Oinon anyway. Mara says it's true that he will not halachically be an Oinon, but his mind will still be preoccupied with dealing with the loss of this woman who was his wife up until that time. up until the time of her death. Therefore, he would not be allowed to eat from the karbonis because karbonis must be eaten in a state of simcha, and he can't be in a state of simcha.